Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Lee. All right, so there is no crime. When you have liberal Democrat lawyers writing editorials for the New York Times going, oh my gosh, there's no crime here with this Trump case. You've got Jonathan Turley saying there's no crime. There has to be an underlying crime he covered up, or you don't have a case. And they can't find one. Tad Piro, former federal prosecutor who does the morning show on Fox, has been sitting in the courtroom covering the case. And here's what he said.
I can't answer your question, Laura, on what the crime is. I mean, we've read legal scholars say they can't figure out the crime. But to actually be in the courtroom and watch hour upon hour of testimony, I still don't have an answer. To me, we've had now almost 9 years of Trump bad. And in court today, I had about 8 more hours of Trump bad. I still don't know what the crime is.
Nobody does.
Yeah.
And what's happened here? Look, the chickens have come home to roost. Alvin Bragg ran in a primary of Democrats, all of whom the only issue was get Trump and who was better person to get Trump, right? And there was really no way to get Trump. You were going to have to make some crazy thing up. And sure enough, the chickens have come home to roost. You now have to come up with, have to show us what your stupid plan is to get Trump, and they don't have one. And what they're counting on is that they can produce a bunch of evidence showing Trump's a bad guy. Hey, let's give him the transcript to the Access Hollywood tape again. You know, the one where he says women will let you grab them if you're rich. And we'll just lay that out and do Trump ad and hope that this is a partisan enough jury that they will convict. That's the plan. That is literally the plan. We have never seen this before.
You know, the very thought that a candidate can run on saying, I am going to prosecute this other candidate from another political party just simply because I want to, because I think they're bad, without presenting any crimes or charges or whatever, and campaign on that, that one party is able to get by with that. Do you think for one second any GOP attorney general, let's say in South Carolina, could run on a policy, I am going to prosecute Joe Biden, I'm going to take him down?
No. Oh, they'd lose it.
Exactly. It would not be allowed. But yet you have these people who ran, who literally campaigned, I'm going to get Trump, I'm going to get Trump, I'm going to get Trump. That was the campaign. Well, so where's justice for Donald Trump?
There isn't one. And what is really scary is the precedent here. Turley writes in the New York Post, for many of us, and he's a liberal, keep in mind, he says he voted for Hillary Clinton. For many of us in the legal community, he writes, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's case against former President Donald Trump borders on the legally obscene, an openly political prosecution based on a theory even legal pundits dismiss. Yet yesterday, the prosecution seemed to actually make a case for obscenity. He said the prosecution must show Trump falsified business records in furtherance of another crime. Okay. So he's charged with falsifying business records, but the statute is very clear. It has to be in furtherance of another crime. After months of confusion on just what the crime underpinning the indictment, the indictment is, the prosecution offered a new theory so ambiguous and undefined it would make Stewart blush. And they go on to explain there's no underlying crime. Okay, this is getting to the point that Democrats, this is Julian Epstein, okay? You know these committees in Congress, like if they're controlled by Republicans, they'll have Republican lawyers. If they're controlled by Democrats, they'll have Democrat lawyers. He was the Democrat lawyer for the House Judiciary Committee, okay? This guy is a Democrat donor. He voted for Joe Biden. He donated to Joe Biden, okay? Now listen to this. This is remarkable audio from the Brian Kilmeade Show. He's losing it. He's saying, this is Stalinist. We can't do this, and I'm a Democrat. I'm not voting for Donald Trump. But he's saying this is insane. Take a listen.
This is Joseph Stalin. Show me the man, I'll show you the crime. You know, remember, just for your viewers' benefit, I'm not somebody who voted for Donald Trump. I voted for Joe Biden, and I find this case outrageous. I also find it outrageous because this conduct now occurred 8 years ago. They have waited 8 years on the eve of the election to bring a phony, defective case against the former president on the eve of the election. I mean, it's just amazing to me that the left is doing this with a straight voice, straight face. And I say to them, and this is, I'll conclude on this thought, I say to them, if Donald Trump is elected, watch out, because I can think of a lot more credible theories where a Trump Justice Department could bring a criminal prosecution on Joseph Biden for the documents case, a case in which he held classified documents in his garage for years, or on Hunter Biden for either the foreign agent registration violations or for tax violations, and they could find creative ways of tolling the statutes of limitations.
Yeah, those are actual crimes.
Tara, I was thinking about this yesterday. If Donald Trump is elected, there has got to be an immediate purge.
Yes, there
of
has
the federal
to.
Bureaucracy. I mean everybody out. I mean everybody. I mean FBI, DOJ, Department of Defense, State Department. There has got to be a house cleaning of from the top to the mid-level to the lower levels. I mean, it has got to be wiped out. And I hope and pray that Donald Trump and his staff are now already working on people to put into place when he gets into office, because there cannot be any delay. We cannot, under any circumstances, on the day of his inauguration, have anybody left over from the Biden administration within the federal government. They've got to be gone. They've got to be gone, or this country will not move forward.
No, it won't. We're not going to make it. We're not going to make it as a country. And when you see what happened yesterday, I mean, these documents that the judge in the Florida case has unsealed. Oh my gosh. Jack Smith, the federal prosecutor, Joe Biden, White House, they've said, no, we're not influencing these prosecutions. We have nothing to do with these prosecutions. No, not us. They do. They were guiding them the entire time. Jack Smith, the prosecutor, was working with the National Archives about bringing charges against Donald Trump. We were told Trump had stopped cooperating. Lie. So that's why they've sealed these documents. He was still cooperating the way Barack Obama is still cooperating with documents he has not turned over.
Yeah.
Okay. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland lied about it, under oath, by the way, to Congress about independence from investigations into Trump. The Biden White House counsel asked to be kept in the loop about criminally charging Trump. He's directing the entire thing. Biden's Department of Justice instructed National Archives on how to cover up the coordination with the Biden White House, then lied to the public and said, no, we're not coordinating. The Department of Energy. See, this is big. This is huge right here. And I don't think our sides fully process this part. The Department of Energy discovered Trump, get this, had an active security clearance the whole time. So what did Biden administration do? This was after he was indicted. So they retroactively terminated it. Oh, he had it, but now we take it away. Yeah, we're going to take it away. We're going to date it back to when he's had it. You can't do that.
No, no.
In other words, he had a clearance to handle this stuff.
Yeah.
They forgot to cancel it. Morons. Right? So what do? They got to hide that if they want to charge him. They got to hide that in addition to the fact that he probably, as, you know, commander-in-chief, you know, had the right to do this. Just say, hey, I'm taking it in a box. I'm commander-in-chief. I'm doing it. I'm taking it wherever I want to take it. My bathroom. I'll store it wherever I want. Just like Joe Biden, right? So, yeah, but he had a clearance the whole time. They had to hide it. They had to hide it and retroactively terminate it, okay? So here's what happened. All these documents are absolutely damaging for the prosecution. It shows coordination with Joe Biden. It shows Merrick Garland lied under oath to Congress, and it showed he had a security clearance the whole time. So in the crooked D.C. court, which is run by Democrats, they just sealed it all. Let's just seal all the evidence. This is evidence. Let's just seal the evidence that exonerates Trump. Well, then the problem is they got to try this down in Florida, right? Because that's where the crime is. Well, the judge down there is a Trump judge. She's like, no, I'm not playing that game. I'm unsealing it. She unsealed it. This is devastating. This is Joe Biden's prosecution. He's not smart enough to prosecute anyone. These are the people at the White House. Right. But they are running this. So what we're finding out happened in these documents, normally, you know, the archives is writing, oh, you know, normally this goes on for years. We're just at the beginning of this process. They're going back and forth. The archives are with the Department of Justice, and they're like, no, cut it off. Cut it off. No, he's got to turn it over right away. Cut it off so we can prosecute him, basically.
That's like going to
He was still cooperating. He was doing everything he should.
That's like going to a bank, making a deposit in your checking account, and then the bank acknowledging that you have made the deposit, but then days later saying, no, you didn't, and the checks you've written then are, bounce, and then you get charged with, writing bad checks.
Or worse yet, you stole the money from us.
Right.
You stole it. No, well, we've just backdated your deposit date.
Right.
So there's the classified documents case. This is a mess. You know what this is in an honest country? This is a criminal conspiracy by the Department of Justice, the Biden White House, and Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland, they should bring in a special prosecutor for him and charge him with perjury.
Especially when the current sitting president has done absolutely the same and legally worse than what they are prosecuting Trump for in that. That's the one thing. It still irritates the fool out of me, Tara, of all these cases with Trump. This is the one that ought to be kicked out immediately. This should be ended, thrown out, done away with, erased, expunged, nothing, because you let Joe Biden get by with it. You let Mike Pence get by with it. And we can go on and on and on about all the public officials and former presidents who've done the same thing, if not worse. Because any of them that did it as vice president or senator or whatever, like Joe Biden did, actually was violating federal law. And this should be completely done away with.
But look, Barack Obama can write back to the archives when they're demanding information, like classified stuff from his presidency, and say, hey, I'll digitize it and get it back to you. And then he never does.
Right. Yeah.
Why are we trying Trump?
Right.
Why are we trying Trump?
Yeah.
I don't know. And here's the thing. I'm convinced Joe Biden was selling this classified information. He had pallets of it, but it dates back to his days in the Senate. In the Senate. You can only view it in a skiff.
Right. He had absolutely no right or privilege to have that information outside of that secure area.
Nor does any senator. That's why Ted Cruz was like, how does he even have it? I can't take it out of the skiff.
Yeah.
And he leaves it laying around. But remember why there was no prosecution, too? Remember, this is the same Department of Justice. He's too old. He's too sympathetic a figure.
Right.
No one would ever convict him. I don't know, bud. Let's try. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's find out. How about that?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not that different in age. You know what I mean? Trump and Biden.
Yeah.
It looks like Trump got a pretty big win yesterday, is headed for one at the Supreme Court. So I'll explain that coming up. I hope. Fingers crossed. Whew. All right. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, this is interesting. Folks, you could tell stuff was beginning to turn the corner when in January, for the first time, illegal immigration became the number one issue in the country. And then you could tell things were changing when, for the first time, in another poll, a majority of Americans said for the first time that they wanted the Trump wall. You know, the one that Joe Biden disassembled, left rotting in the desert, and then sold off for pennies on the dollar for what you paid for it. So that his, in their mind, hopefully future voters could come in through the front door, back door. So, yeah, this Axios poll, though, is absolutely devastating for the Democrats and their voter drive. Because that's what this is. They get them, they want to get them here, and then they want to amnesty them, and they want to get them on the rolls. In fact, I opened the show this morning with, there is a very good chance these illegals are going to be voting because Joe has, get this, given more than a million of them Social Security numbers. I opened the show with that, and we'll be back on it later in a bit. It's a shocking new investigative report from the Heritage Foundation and the Daily Signal. But Axios has a new poll out. So Axios is a left-wing publication, okay? This is not us. Showing that attitudes toward legal immigration, the question of mass deportations, have changed. Americans never wanted to let go of an illegal. Once they got here, oh, you're one of us now. We don't want to hurt your feelings, send you back. Okay, we'll keep you. You're so cute. Not anymore. Half of Americans, including a plurality of Democrats, 42%, so plurality is obviously the biggest bunch of a group, plurality of Democrats say they would support mass deportations of undocumented immigrants. Yeah, that's a Harris poll. That's a Democrat pollster. And Axios, a Democrat publication. That is devastating. 51% of the general public wants them gone. What does that mean? They are not going to tolerate an open border if they want the voters Joe already brought here to be removed. Can you imagine if they got real news? Can you imagine if they knew what I learned yesterday? Folks, we've been covering this for months now. How Joe Biden has been illegally flying illegal immigrants into the country. It's all illegal. And what he does to cover it, he has this CPB1 app, right? And you fill out the form. They don't really background check you. You fill out the form and they give you a QR code, and then you could just use that to go right through security at our airports. Again, anybody can generate an app with a QR code. It doesn't make you legal. This is Joe Biden partnering with the illegals to break the law, right? Well, remember they denied it. They said, no, we're not sneaking them in here. No, we're not flying them in here. No, we're not. And then they sent the media fact checkers out to lie. Well, the UK Daily Mail said, no, we're not letting you lie. You're doing it. And the proof of it has been coming out in court in this FOIA case. So in recent weeks, they've had to admit, okay, we did. And then they've had to admit how many times they did it. 300,000 illegals. A lot of them dumped in Florida, I think in a bid to turn it blue eventually. Because a lot of them were Haitians, and the Haitians tend to stay put. They tend to stick because there's a very established community in Florida. So when you look at this, look what's going on, right? 1,000 Republicans a day on average move to Florida. And Joe Biden is flying in on average 30,000 a month. Do the math. They're countering the moving vans. As fast as the moving vans are going, they're flying in illegally, breaking the law, foreign nationals, and dumping them. They were keeping it a secret. Well, we found out overnight from the Daily Signal, if you want to read the article, it's on my Twitter feed, Joe Biden has melded together, probably illegally, two parole programs. So when they get here, They get a social security number. Yeah. Now, there are categories of legal people who come in here with a visa for work. They'll get a temporary social security number. Illegals don't qualify. But he's giving them out anyway. Here's the problem. According to a voting law that passed in 2002, if they have a social security number, guess what? State's got to register them to vote. Can they check if they're illegal? Not easily. I mean, they could. They actually could easily check if Joe Biden's administration would give the states access to the database you need to check. But they're making it almost impossible for states to check. And after states jump through the hoops, you can only check one voter at a time. You're never going to finish by the election. How many of them did he give social security numbers to again overnight? 1 million. 300,000 flown illegally into the country that they lied and said weren't being flown in. They were. And then another 700,000 who filled out the app at the border and then just came right in through our ports of entry. And I think they're doing that to avoid the imagery of the crowds, the imagery of the illegals beating the border guard and the Texas National Guard and having to get arrested, knocking down fences, stuff like that. It's just, it's unsightly. So they just give them work papers, give them social security number, and in they go. If you want to read the article for all the details on how they're doing it. But here's the problem. It's so hard now to figure out if an illegal with a social security number is one of us. Are they a citizen or are they illegal? Boards of elections are not going to know in time for this election. How many? 1 million. How much did Joe Biden win by in the swing states? 43,000. See how this works? Now, I want to be clear. Legally, they still can't vote, okay? That is still true, and that's what a Democrat would say if they were on the show. They legally can't vote. But if prosecutors can't even prove they're illegal, what does it matter? And the answer is it doesn't. It doesn't. Folks, you're watching the wholesale just erasure of American citizenship. Anybody with a QR code they got in 15 minutes on an app is now equal to you, an American citizen. And it does not appear we can stop them from doing it. By the way, to the Republicans' credit, 21 states, including this one, sued to try to stop it. But a Democrat-appointed Texas judge said the states did not have standing and dismissed it. Listen to what he writes. In reaching this conclusion, the court does not address the lawfulness of the program. In other words, yeah, the program's illegal, but you can't stop it. Ha ha. That's what he would have said if he wanted to, if he could. We're in a mess, folks. We are in a mess. But the good news is Democrats are starting to agree with us. If 42% want these illegals deported, they want the border closed. They want the border closed. We just have to get this message out there. And Americans don't realize how bad it is. They have no idea.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, my wife is here with a green card. She has a social security number. Are you saying she can vote? No, she can't. Not in federal elections. She can't vote legally in federal elections, and she can't vote. Illegal immigrants can't either. But it doesn't matter because the Biden administration has now handed social security numbers to 1 million illegals who came in on the CPB1 app. Biden has made it part of his parole program. Is it legal? No. Does that ever stop Joe Biden? No. So what does this mean? Well, they've got social security numbers because this is where the Democrats are just evil and brilliant at the same time. Because of this 2002 law, boards of elections have to accept social security numbers for registration. So what does it mean? Biden is making it almost impossible for states to detect whether the social security number is from an illegal who shouldn't have it, or from an American, or from your wife. In other words, won't let them differentiate. They could easily access the database if Joe Biden would just, you know, do an executive order, but he won't. So, no, she cannot legally vote, But good luck to a prosecutor trying to prove that her social security number is not for an American citizen. This is all but design. In fact, this is not an accident. It's not an accident. Meanwhile, what's happening in the Supreme Court is really interesting. I've got really mixed emotions about immunity for a president, because you and I both know how this go, okay? We cannot have presidents get immunity. Whoa, we can't have that. Are you kidding me? Every time a Democrat gets elected, I'm going to have to go into the FEMA camp. I mean, we've already seen them illegally censor us, use the FBI to censor us to help the Biden campaign. What will they do if there's no law? They're already talking about politically persecuting us. They're already calling us terrorists. They're already saying we're the biggest terrorist threat to the country. They have already come after moms for speaking out at school boards. They're already infiltrating Catholic churches and going after choir director. They flipped a choir director, lied to Congress about it. What if they got the idea they could never be prosecuted? Katie barred the door for us. We're going to leave the country. We would have to leave the country every time a Democrat gets elected. Can't have that. At the same time, if you can prosecute them for what they do in office every time a Republican gets elected, they just go into prison just for beating the Democrat. They'll make it up like they're doing right now in that New York courtroom. I don't know. Go pick a jury pool that's 86% Democrat like that New York courtroom. And guess what? It's over. It doesn't matter what the Republican did. So there's no, I mean, either way we lose here. But we might have won, maybe. Given the indications from the debate yesterday on the Supreme Court, here's why. The justices were saying that there might be like a line, a way through this, that there was agreement both with the justices, some of them, and the Trump lawyers that, yeah, a former president could be prosecuted for private conduct while in office. Okay, here's the good thing about that for Trump. They couldn't agree yesterday in the debate on the Supreme Court as to what was Trump's private conduct and what was his constitutional conduct. They couldn't even sort it out yesterday in court. What does that mean? Well, they were pretty clear yesterday in court. If a president's private conduct can be prosecuted, we have to figure out what's private conduct. Nobody knows. There's no case law. So it has to go back to the lower courts. So the Supreme Court expected a rule on this in June or July. And then it would go back to the lower courts. They will literally probably spend a year litigating this. And by then, it won't matter. Either Trump will be president and he can fire these goons who are prosecuting him, or Joe Biden will win and they'll throw Trump in prison forever. But either way, it's probably not going to happen before the election. And even Politico admitted that yesterday, that they're shot here. And by the way, they were really mad. They were really mad about this because now they're saying, hey, crap, we should have prosecuted him a year ago, 2 years ago. But why didn't they do it? Because remember what I've told you my theory of this election is, and you're watching it unfold before your eyes just as I predicted it. They wanted the trials to happen in the election year after voters had locked in Donald Trump as the nominee, right? Because if they put him in prison last year or the year before, We'd be running with DeSantis right now. So they had to wait, but waiting is really risky if you want to depend on a court schedule and a Supreme Court that is ultimately not controlled by them when all the lower courts are, but they're not. So they had to wait. They could not have these trials until after primary voters locked Trump in. And now they're backed against a wall. So it looks like at least there's four trials here. It looks like at least the January 6th trial wouldn't go forward. I don't know what that'll mean for the documents case. And it probably would trip up Fulton County, but I can't say for sure, so I don't want to. So the left is beside itself right now. They're very upset that they cannot Soviet style get rid of this guy. But they may still get to felony conviction in New York, despite that case being completely bogus. But even Politico agrees lower courts will spend months resolving the questions posed by the justices. So Trump still got to dodge that felony in New York, though. It's a mess. Yeah, so Politico saying no chance trial can begin before 2025. I agree with that. All right, so all of that going on yesterday. And in the midst of all of it, what I told you was coming, the shutdown of 60% of our energy. Flick of Biden's hand this week. Flick of Biden's hand. Yeah, the Joker just went, no energy. Oh, by the way, I'm going to mandate you buy a car, though, that has to be plugged in to the socket from which no energy will come. Yeah, that makes total sense. Two-thirds of us will be required by another flick of Joe Biden's pen to buy an EV if we buy a new car. And then we will go home and plug it in and nothing will happen. Because Joe, at almost simultaneously, Joe will have eliminated 60% of our energy. Oh, it's brilliant and so evil. I'll explain coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. You ever wonder how Amazon.com makes any money at all? I swear we return like, I don't know, a third of the stuff we buy. Love just, you know, walk it to Whole Foods, take it in there, and they're just happy to take it back from them. Like, how are you making money on this? You shipped it to me. I'm sending it to you. You got to send it back. I don't get it. But anyway, the math doesn't add up. Maybe it's Common Core, but they make it work somehow. And it turns out if you ship them something, but then you want it back, you could get it. Like your cat. Those things are harder to kill than it would appear. A couple in Utah has been reunited with their cat. Mysteriously disappeared 2 weeks ago. Looked all over for her, even put up signs in the neighborhood. Turns out the cat, Galena, didn't run away. The couple had accidentally shipped her to Amazon.com. She loves hiding in boxes. She was inside a box of work boots that was packed up, dropped off, and returned to Amazon. This could have ended very badly. Can you imagine the person who buys the work boots? No. Yes, work boots and a dead cat. But she didn't die. She was in the box for 6 days without food or water before being discovered by Amazon by an employee named Brandy, who immediately started caring for the cat. She took her to the vet, scanned her for a microchip, and the owners were stunned to get the call that Galena had traveled from Utah to California. And so now she's back. So yet another great reminder, microchip your pets. I used to do animal rescue. There was nothing better than finding that dog running in traffic and take it to the vet, scan it. It's microchipped. Oh, thank God. Easy phone call. And when you lose that animal you love, you can't find them. You're just so grateful that the animal is microchipped. I microchipped every animal I rescued, which means for 10 years later, I kept getting calls because anyway. Yeah, so there you go. Meanwhile, Texter writes, Tara, the founders never thought citizens of America would be so stupid and moral to have open borders, take away your rights to own your guns, and an entire party of Marxist Democrats. We are watching a Stalinist end of our republic. Simply, we all will go down together economically, and so goes our rights. Yes, that is one of the outcomes. It could go a different way, though, too. It could. Look, folks, one thing I could tell you about politics. Things almost never work out. Well, look, me and Bobby Mack one time, we stood in the hall and we had a conversation during the 2016 Trump election. And neither of us ever said it on the air. We agreed we were screwed. Hillary was going to win. I never said it. Looked pretty bleak. And if you remember, Hillary actually did win. She got the most votes. It's just we don't live in a democracy, thank God. So Trump won the Electoral College. We thought she was done. We didn't tell y'all there because we didn't want to. Yeah, but we thought he was done. We thought we were done. But we weren't done at all. We were about to have the best economy of my lifetime, minus maybe the Reagan economy. Things never go exactly how you think. But people got to wake up, y'all. People have to wake up. This election is not about abortion. It's about, do you want your kid to be able to buy a home? Do you want anyone in the middle class to be able to buy a home? And get this, two cars. Because we lose this election, that's not happening. And then you're going to lose your First, Second, and Fourth Amendment rights quickly after that. We got to win.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.